Blog Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning. We have made it to the weekend, and we made it through the first day of the NCAA tournament. And, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it a whole lot. Yesterday just wasn't that great. Outside of a couple of games, let's just be honest with ourselves. It pretty much just happened. There wasn't a whole lot of madness as generally thought. We didn't see the ton of upsets. Really, the only upset we got, I believe, was that 12-5 matchup that I think a lot of people had already predicted. Now, granted, and I, let's just right off the bat jump on that, because I had some texts, I had some emails, I had some tweets last night that I was way off. I wasn't way off. The Princeton Tigers gave it a hell of a shot and came down to that final bucket. Shout out to Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They do get the victory in that ball game. Princeton just short of the victory against Notre Dame, 60-58. That out in the West region. All told, it just wasn't that incredible yesterday. And I hate to say that, but, you know, that 12-5 matchup, like I said, the Middle Tennessee-Minnesota game, I think a lot of people were calling for Middle Tennessee to get that victory. I believe going into the game, they were even the favorite. So, I don't know. It hurt. I mean, It stinks. I won't lie. It kind of stinks because I was ready for a big day, a ton of upsets, a ton of just really good basketball. And we saw out of the 16 games, maybe one or two that were excellent contests. We saw maybe a couple that were must-watch basketball. And it kind of left a bitter taste in your mouth. It really kind of just, I don't know. Hopefully things turn around today. First of all, shout out to the Northwestern Wildcats. They get a victory yesterday over Vanderbilt, 68-66. It is their first NCAA victory in school history. So congratulations to the Northwestern Wildcats. And if you played a drinking game yesterday of take a shot every time you saw Julia Louis-Dreyfus, oh my goodness, were you toasted at the end of this game. I think they showed her more than they showed the basketball players. I'm not kidding. I think I saw more of her than I did most of the Northwestern team. But again, congratulations, Northwestern. Now their first NCAA tournament win after the 68-66 victory over Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt completely just, as I tweeted out right after the game, Vanderbilt just pooped their pants on live TV, on national TV. Down two, you have the ball. Get the bucket. You had the wide open layup, and he takes a three from beyond NBA range, beyond NBA, and clanks it. And Notre Dame moves on. That thing could have been sent into overtime. I think Vandy takes it in overtime. The way that that offense was, I think Vandy could have taken that in overtime. But again, Northwestern gets the victory, gets their first in school history. Now, I posted this on the Facebook page earlier. I'm just going to go ahead and spoil it. There is only one team in the Power Five conferences. There is only one school that has yet to get an NCAA tournament victory. The Nebraska Cornhuskers. Nebraska still only a handful of appearances and have yet to get a victory in the NCAA tournament. Just, you know, there's always going to be a last team. There's always got to be, oh man, we were last to this dance. Well, Nebraska, congratulations. You made history in all of the wrong ways. But again, Northwestern, shout out to them. 24-11 on the year. They knock off Vanderbilt and now move on. And it doesn't get any easier for the Northwestern Wildcats. They go back on Saturday and keep moving on. They take on the number one seed Gonzaga Bulldogs on Saturday. So no rest for the weary for Northwestern. But look for this one to be a little bit closer than maybe Gonzaga fans hope for it to be. Going into this thing, I think Northwestern has a lot of fire and can make a nice little run at the Bulldogs in this ballgame. All right, enough about yesterday. Three games today that are definitely going to be important in the state of Kansas. Of course, the trifecta of games, Kansas, Kansas State, and Wichita State, all taking the court tonight virtually at the same time. Two of them in the same region, but it starts with the Kansas Jayhawks, the number one team in the Midwest region. They take on UC Davis out in Sacramento, the Jayhawks on the road to take on UC Davis. This doesn't look like it's going to be a tough game for the Kansas Jayhawks if they don't let anything distract them from this ball game. And I was reading, I don't think that's going to be tough for Kansas. We know what's going on there in Lawrence. I don't think it's going to be enough of a distraction to cause any problems for this ball game. I was reading an article yesterday, and I'm sorry, I can't credit the source of this. I believe it was on Fox Sports, but CBS Sports. It was keys to Kansas teams getting victories, and pretty much headed head on with the Kansas Jayhawks. Just show up to this game, and you can get a victory. I think they are 24 point favorites in this game. That this thing will be over early and early. Early in this game. I think Kansas can take a stronghold over UC Davis. That a 5:50 start on TNT, the first of the three games for the state of Kansas. The next one up at 6:10, this one on CBS. It is the Wichita State Shockers coming in, taking on the Dayton Flyers. Wichita State, the favorite in this game by 6. Wichita State is pissed. Wichita State is mad. They are mad. They are mad. They are mad. And they look to take it out on the Dayton Flyers tonight. Look for Wichita State again to walk through this game. Top 15 in the nation going into this tournament, and to get stuck with the 10 seed. Greg Marshall and the Wichita State Shockers are mad going into this ball game. And Dayton, Flyers, I'm sorry, you don't stand a chance in this ball game. If Wichita State comes out with fire like they should, this game, as early as the Kansas game will be over, this Wichita State game should be over that quickly too. I think Wichita State comes out of this. I think they come out of it in a big, big way. That's 6-point favorite. They are easily going to cover that. I look for Wichita State to get this by a good 15 points. I just don't see anything really holding the Shockers up. However, moving forward, watch out, because the Shockers have a tough game. If seeds fall as they should, could take on the Kentucky Wildcats in the next round. But first things first, Wichita State does need to get a victory over the Dayton Flyers tonight. Again, a 6-10 start for the Shockers and Dayton Flyers. That one on CBS. And in the late game, it was the Kansas State Wildcats getting the victory in the play-in game. They now move on to take on the Cincinnati Bearcats. A 6:27 start on True TV for the Wildcats and Bearcats. Kansas State, of course, coming off of that victory in the play-in game. Now they take on Cincinnati. Look for Kansas State to come out of this. I think even though they are a four-point dog, and I agree with that, I think that's probably a good place for Kansas State to be, just a little bit of a dog in this ball game. If K-State, and we see it, we've seen the Wildcats the entire year. We've seen the Jekyll and Hyde thing with K-State the entire year. We've seen good K-State. We've seen bad K-State. If good K-State shows up, if offense can go, if rebounding can start, and I'm sorry, they're not going to put up 90 K-State fans. It's just not going to happen. This game is going to be a down-and-dirty game. If they can hold Cincinnati to 60 to 65 points, if they can hold them to 60, I think K-State can win this, if they can hold them that low. However, if the offense for the Bearcats gets a little bit too on fire, it may be a, quite frankly, it may be a big problem for the Wildcats. Jacob Evans, the sophomore guard for the Bearcats, 13 points a game, and he leads the squad for Cincinnati. This is a 29-5 Cincinnati team. I don't fully buy into that record. In their conference, they were a little bit just kind of a light conference in the AAC. I just don't buy that record. I think Kansas State gets this game. I really do. I said that during the show the other day. I think Kansas State gets the victory over Cincinnati. Yes, it would be an upset, but I really like K-State in this ball game. Again, that is a 6:27 start on True TV. So the three Kansas teams in action: 5:50 the Jayhawks, 6:10 the Shockers, and 6:27 the Wildcats. A couple of other games in the Big 12. One starting off the day, and one that is going to be can't miss. Get somewhere. Get the internet. Get to your TV somehow, some way. Check out this Oklahoma State-Michigan game. I think this is going to be the game of the first round. This one is going to be absolutely incredible. Oklahoma State, the 10 seed. Michigan, the 7 seed. That an 11:15 start on CBS, the Wolverines and the Cowboys. I think this game is going to be absolutely tremendous. We're going to see a lot of offense in this ballgame, two premier programs, and I look for both of these teams, no matter who wins, to make a long run in the tournament this year, but this one is going to be an absolute classic. I can't wait. After a subpar day yesterday, this is a good way to get the second day started, because this one is going to be a very interesting matchup, Cowboys and the Wolverines. And the other game in the Big 12 actually happens this morning as well. It is the number 3 Baylor Bears taking on the 14 seed New Mexico State Aggies. That one, an 11:40 start on True TV. The 25-7 Bears trying to not get upset in the first round like they seemingly try to do every year. They stumble out of the gates. They try not to do that today against New Mexico State. But again, that is an 11:40 start on True TV. By the time we get back on Monday, it will be down to the Sweet 16. I will keep you posted and tell you what, I'm going to do a couple of videos over the weekend, maybe some pseudo 15 minutes of fan, both Saturday and Sunday, to keep you updated on the tournament and what exactly is going on. So check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. And we'll let you know what's going on over the weekend. Hope everyone enjoys the basketball. Hope everyone enjoys their weekend. And again, we will be back on Monday to talk Sweet 16 action, plus a whole lot more. As for today, have a great weekend. Jeff Ward signing off from the BTR studios. We'll see you back here Monday with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.